With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street may be fixing to start the new trading week on an up note, with futures sharply higher. Last week was a dizzying roller coaster ride as the market fretted over tariffs and trade. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says the exemption of electronic devices from recently announced tariffs is not permanent.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Lutnick said while phones, computers, and chips are exempt from these tariffs, they won't be exempt from semiconductor tariffs that are coming soon. Lutnick went on to say that these types of products are vital to U.S. national security, and it's a security risk for them not to be manufactured domestically. He confirmed that tariffs on pharmaceuticals will also be announced separately. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Chinese President Xi Jinping mounting a charm offensive of sorts, launching a week of Southeast Asia diplomacy with a visit to Vietnam, hyping China's supposed commitment to global trade. Also at SRNNews.com, a 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man is under arrest, accused of breaking into the Pennsylvania governor's mansion and starting a fire. Governor Josh Shapiro, his family, and guests were asleep at the time. No word yet on a motive and no injuries. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine kills at least 34 people.
This is an attack that happened just 2 days after the U.S. sent its most senior envoy to St. Petersburg in Russia, as it continues to try and end this war, bring a ceasefire closer.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. The FAA says a New York City helicopter company whose sightseeing helicopter crashed, killing six, shutting down immediately. Golfer Rory McIlroy dons the green jacket. He's finally won the Masters. And on Wall Street, Dow futures are up 363 points. This is SRN News. A milestone for the Jesus Film Project.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on Earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in the coming months. In an interview with French TV5, Macron said his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting that if the Palestinians have a state, they'll stop attacking Israel. At the moment, Israel is involved in a war with Hamas in Gaza, which was sparked by an attack that Palestinian terrorist group carried out in 2023. This is SRN News. A beloved pet is back home.
A tortoise named Myrtle reunited with its family in Mississippi after disappearing during a tornado. The family returned to find pine trees had fallen on top of Myrtle's backyard home, and he was missing. Yes, Myrtle is a boy. A neighbor found the injured tortoise, took him to a rescue group, and the family was contacted. Family members say they're very thankful. And by the way, they might want to consider changing his name to Bill or George, anything but Myrtle. Jason Walker reporting.
This is a tragically significant day in American history. This day, 1865, President Lincoln shot and mortally wounded at Ford's Theater in D.C. He died the following day, 7:22 a.m. As Secretary of War Stanton remarked at the time, now he belongs to the ages. More details at SRNNews.com.